You talk about instant translation services. We have those on the internet already, don't we? And they often come up with rather comic translations of phrases. I mean, it's very imperfect technology. To actually finesse the way that human intelligence works is, let's face it, all the scientists will tell us, an incredibly complicated nut to crack.
When we talk about artificial intelligence, we're not talking about replicating the entirety of the human brain or the human cognitive processes. What we're talking about is replicating on a really limited basis certain aspects of that. So the translation we can do today, the way I think about it, is it's kind of like schoolboy French. I can use it, I can order a drink, I can get a taxi, I can get to the hotel. I'm probably going to have difficulty to have a really in-depth conversation. But over time, the beauty of AI is, just like us humans, is it learns. And so the more information they get fed, the more they evolve, and the language translation becomes better and better. And the same is true of all AI services.
You know that people are going to be terrified, though, listening to a lot of this.
Of course they are. And you know, in some senses, they're right to be. But in others, we have to understand that this is probably one of the most important technologies on the planet that anybody's working on today. And as a result, we have a duty of care to do a few things. We must show people the positive power this brings our lives. This will help us solve diseases that have challenged us for hundreds of years. It will help us create, you know, economy that will be fit for purpose for our children and our children's children. It will change how we think about how we live our lives. The benefit is that great.